ready.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order at September 25th, 7:01 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Ward.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
Okay. In front of you are the minutes from September 11th's meeting. Were there any changes or modifications that needed to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Dan. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous with one abstention. Okay, Bill abstains. Next up is ordinances and resolutions. Can I have a motion to read Ordinance 2012-26 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Nicole, seconded by Ben. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2012-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2012-26, an ordinance to be known as the 2013 salary range benefit ordinance.
As you'll remember, this ordinance is the second reading of this ordinance. Nothing has changed from last year. Between the last meeting and this meeting, did you have any questions or comments?
Just one. I think Ben brought it up the last time. You know, we talked about the 171 gap, possible pay for the police department. And I was wondering to know if that would have an effect, you know, because we talked about doing that, you know, earlier in the year. But if we're paying for next year, is that going to cause a problem with next year's ranges?
No, because the ranges won't affect their ranges. The ranges are still set, like for a first-class patrolman. Anything outside that they would work, holidays and all that stuff, is all separate. And the only thing that is in the salary ordinance is setting that overtime is after the 171. The time gap that we talked about, we need to have another meeting, the committee, and decide what that gap is.
And overtime over the 171 is set. That's set by federal law. So, I mean,
so basically we're talking the gap time.
Would be straight.
Yes.
You will.
Yeah.
We need to have another meeting with the committee and discuss that further, I believe.
And that'll come in when we do our policy changes.
Okay. We have a couple policy changes already that are getting ready to come forward, so that can be something we can...
Well, that was my question. When do you plan on looking at the policy book?
Well, Marsha and I have a meeting set up with Beth, and I can't tell you when right now, but I would say we'll have it probably in November sometime. But it'll definitely be...
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it. Now, is that something that goes before the Board of Works then, because of personnel, or we vote on those?
Okay.
Any other questions?
I did do the minor little changes in the beginning that Marsha...
The grammatical?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Recommended last.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that. Okay, hearing no questions or comments, can I have a motion to approve on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Jackie, seconded by Ben. All those in favor show by the usual sign.
I'm going to abstain from this one also.
Okay, it's unanimous with Bill abstaining. Okay, since we have such a heavy agenda tonight, next up is the appointments to Tree Board. There are two Tree Board members that are up for reappointment from you as your representative to the Tree Board. One of them is Gloria Banker. The other is Ken Lundquist. You should know that Ken is the currently the president of the Tree Board and has handled many things for Martha and in my office. And Gloria, I believe, is the secretary for the board right now. So, if someone would like to motion to appoint those two or make a different motion to appoint someone else, I will entertain those motions.
Do we have discussion?
Yeah, you can discuss all you want.
Well, I didn't know what the criteria was for being on that, if they were city residents or if it could be anybody or... I have nothing against either.
No, I understand. I know that Ken is a city resident. I think Gloria is too. I think they have to be city residents.
Well, I don't know if they do because
I can check
that real quick.
Dan will take care of it later.
How long is the term?
I don't know. I didn't put it on the agenda. I bet my assistant did. Rosie is currently searching for it. Those of you sports fans listening. Would you like us to go to maybe department heads or something?
You go right ahead.
Okay.
So we'll just go ahead and make a motion on it.
Oh, okay.
I just was for information purposes. I didn't know.
Okay.
What the criteria was. So.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept Gloria, or we appoint Gloria Banker and Ken Lundquist to the tree board.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motioned by Nicole, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous, and Rosie's still working on that, so she'll get you more information here in a moment. Okay, department reports. Let's start with Kelly.
I have met with Three Rivers Barricade on Lion Street today. Since the new pavement's been down, we need to get that striped and discuss some striping with them today, and they have, I think, Tower View, maybe 100 South, and there might be one other street that needs striped yet, and that'll finish up their work. All the 50-50 sidewalks are complete, backfilled, seated, and strolled, and we've been working out in front of the pole barn at the MSF, trying to dig out the approach in front of the barn now to get a concrete apron poured, and then we're going to have an asphalt approach then put on that, so we're working on getting that dug out and stone, and then we'll have a Niblock probably do the asphalt work on that. And work down at the cemetery last week and fixed up. We had 7 or 8 graves to fix up and a foundation to pour. And been trying to run a sweeper as much as we can here. And working on Line Street where Mike finished up his water main down south of Spencer Street. Got a little more sidewalk to put in there yet. And then I think Mike's planning on seeding and strawing that once we get the sidewalk completed. And leaf pickup, had a few questions on when the date's going to start on that. And we're kicking around probably October 22nd. It'd be the week before Halloween. So we'll probably get started making our first pass around the 22nd. That's all I have this time.
Questions of Kelly?
On brush pickup, I talked to someone that's in the neighborhood that has kind of a common area where they're going to have a fall cleanup, but there would be some brush included in that. Is there a process to getting that hauled away? Or are they responsible for that themselves? Or
they just need to have it cleaned up by this next pickup. I mean, if they can. The last one's in October.
Okay. So what's the last pickup date?
Isn't it the first week of October?
It's next week, I think. Next Monday. Yeah. That would help then if you could relay that to them. We could possibly go around and do a November one, but it's not a scheduled one.
Okay.
But if they can have everything cleaned up by October, that'd be great.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Kelly, when you're walking the trail and you look back at the cemetery, right, kind of at the beginning, mm-hmm. it looks like the bank's eroding pretty good there. And from the trail side, it looks like it's close to the stones. And I don't know if that's really the case or not, because you're looking up a hill. And, you know, but
coming from Whitley Street,
right,
going east.
Have you noticed that there? Or?
Well, there's, yeah, some of that. And I guess that's the Hillebrand section. It is probably going to be an issue someday.
How would we deal with that type of thing? Because, I mean, last time we went, obviously, somebody pulling down in South Whitley.
I don't know. It's, there's fences and trees planted along that edge. And or there's a fence that somebody's put in along that edge. But I guess I haven't looked at it. It probably looks worse from that side than what it actually is.
Well, I'll admit I didn't go up to the cemetery site and look at it, but just from the trail, it looked like it was getting dangerously close. But just if you get a chance, take a look at it.
I think riverbanks are, in general, going to become a major issue in the next 20 to 25 years. And obviously past then, but not just for our community, but for communities long term. Because there's no cheap way to take care of it. It's just kind of move out of nature's path.
So. Well, right, in this particular case, it'd be kind of hard.
I know, I completely agree with you. I'm just saying. We may have to help that process in some way, shape, or form. Any other questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Terry.
I met with SDS Communications out at Kids Dreamland for the park department. They're requesting a quote on security cameras out at Dreamland and DeVol Field, so we met with them to start that process. Also met with Niblock and SDS out at Borsch's Park because we need to move the fiber out there that apparently is going to have a building over it when they put the new bathrooms out there. So we're working with the electric department on that, trying to get that moved. We got the weather station fixed up on the roof. We had to replace two parts and realign it. And hopefully, if it's clear, the fire department's going to help us tomorrow get some more concrete blocks up there so we can put a little more weight on it, so maybe the heavy winds will push it around. That's all I have tonight.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Tim?
The fall festival was a smooth event for us, and incident-free. We had many officers working that night, and they all had different assignments and did a fine job. So I think that event was, I was down there for the fireworks, and I was impressed with that Saturday. It seemed to go really well down there. Yesterday, we had five officers that worked with some county deputies on increased traffic enforcement. A lot of it was on US 30 and in town as well from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. yesterday. Tomorrow, Detective Stevenson will be speaking to some high school students for Career Day. The captain and I are going to begin to meet and start setting goals for each officer for the year 2013. And we'll use those goals in line with our performance evaluations. So there's more to come on that. We have two officers in October that are going to instructor development course. That's a week-long course. Actually, will be held in Shipshawana. Detective Stevenson and Officer Jeff Chapman will be going to that. And next week, our K-9 Officer Tim Pittenger will be attending a advanced K-9 handler school, and that will be held at Fort Wayne Police Department. That's all I've got.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mike Deere.
Last week, we took 10 lead and copper samples, so that's 20 for the year. We've got that all completed this year. We installed a temporary meter out at Rail Connect Park for a new business that's being built. Niblock put surface asphalt on some different street cuts where we had water leaks fixed. And we put new shutoffs and fittings on at a house on Chauncey Street in North Main. We sold some of our scrap brass and copper that we had accumulated for a couple months. And then hooked up 22 radio boxes, 20 new meters, done 65 check reads from meter reading, and we also done a 2-inch tap for the new bank out on Countryside, and today we put in 200 feet of 1-inch plastic water line for an old service line that was iron pipe and was starting to leak on us, so that's about it.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Larry?
We installed some underground on 700 North that we've been wanting to get done for some time. We finally got that in. We had the infrared people come in and check our transformers for hot spots. We fared real well with that this year. Didn't have any severe hot spots in our system. They also came in, we had all our trucks inspected, they all passed, which was great. Put the temps in the park for the festival and the 4th of July September activities.
September version.
We trimmed on 600 West, cut a tree on 700 North, three trees at Goma, and we completed our stump grinding, seeding, and strawing. Hunted out each today, another one of our long-tailed friends got cooked. Started wiring Kelly's new building, been keeping track of the time so I could get a few more dollars out of him. But by the end of the week, hopefully the building will be completed. Everything structurally is done, and like Kelly said, he's doing the approaches. And we're still working on our insulators and switches. That's it.
And we also approved, the Board of Works approved.
I didn't know if you wanted me to.
That's okay, if you'd like to talk about that.
We've, Mr. Smith and I from the South Woodley Board have chatted back and forth and made, our two lawyers got together and made their, both our ideas and South Woodley's ideas and got them together and went over them with us. With the Board of Works a while ago, and everything was agreed upon, and so we got that signed, and next week they want me to go down there for some reason to be at their signing, so I told them I would see if my mayor could be without me for one evening. But everything has worked out real well. The only real question we had was time involvement. Rosie got with me on that, and they had from 8 to 5 o'clock, and our hours are from 7 to 3:30, and once that was cleared up, and a few other small items, everybody seems happy. So the board voted, so now we're responsible for South Woodley's maintenance.
Assuming that they agree to the same contract,
but yeah. All indications there, wanting to get that completed before Dave leaves.
Mm-hmm. Any questions of Larry?
So the revenue that comes from that, does that just goes into your general fund? Does that have any effect on electric rates, or
more likely that'll go into street fund?
Okay.
Everything else does.
Everybody bring their boots.
No, because he'll be billing them what it's costing us, so it's not costing the city anything.
Yeah, but I guess I think what Ben's asking is that going to offset? Would that offset like electrical rate hikes in the future or anything like that? Is that kind of what you're?
Does that just go into our general operating fund? Any profits we make off of that?
Right.
But if it's during the day, our regular hours that we work the city, the money we make off of that versus South Woodley going the same pot, I would say. But then after hours, it's just a plus.
Yeah. And basically, those costs, I believe, if I remember correctly, the contractual cost have to do with it's more than the salary of one individual, right?
Right.
So basically we're sending our individuals out and we're actually making money, very small amount, but we are making money on sending our individuals out. And one of the provisions of the contract is that Columbia City is first served in the event of an emergency or something like that. South Wetley comes second. So.
And then with our trip down there, we have a minimum of 3 hours.
So build. 3 hours build.
Build, right.
Right. 3 hours build.
Yes. If we go down there and it's something small, then they know that they'll be automatically built for 3 hours. Anything over and above 3 hours would be hourly wages.
So are we charging just for the main hours? We're not charging for any vehicle usage or?
Yeah.
Or is that factored into your rate?
No, we're charging that also.
Okay.
Yeah. Vehicle usage, manpower, overtime, all that kind of stuff is built into the rate, into right. the rate that we're charging them. I mean, I think it's billed separately,
which
but
I
it's
made,
still it's
I
part
made,
of the agreement.
I made those costs in my original presentation to the board the first night I went down there. The cost of our trucks, the cost of our men and materials. But any materials that they would happen to have, which is very few, we would use theirs versus ours, and otherwise then we would use ours and they would pay us back.
Yeah, and
on materials only.
Yeah, and in your council and Board of Works Dropbox, the utility agreement is in there.
Yeah, I saw
it. So and that has all the cost on the last page. So if you have any questions though, Ben, please feel free to ask.
I'm not clear, I guess, on where the money goes. When South Wetley pays for anything involved in that contract, mm-hmm. what fund does the money go in?
The electric
operating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I heard general fund bounced around and I was confused.
Yeah, I think he was saying the general fund of the electric.
Of the electric.
Well, I said
okay.
Street.
Yeah.
Actually, I said
and he was joking about that, for the record. So as much as Kelly would love that.
So in theory, the electric department, back to the original question, I guess the electric department could make revenue on this, which would actually help alleviate maybe rate increases in the future for our customers.
Yes.
Okay.
Bingo. Any other questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Mike Cook.
Contractor's been working this week on the old recycle station and cleaning the old wet well out. We should finish that up on Thursday, the final cleaning on that, and we'll do an inspection, take some pictures of it. Either Thursday or the first next week, they'll fill that to the top of full fill. They did pull part of the manhole out today, filled that full of concrete, so that part is done. New shafts came in for the primary tanks, and we're still awaiting the motors, which should arrive on Thursday. Electricians were on site today to work at the primaries to get that ready to go for the new motors, and they done the demolition on the old control panel and had the new BFD hanging on the wall. I've been in contact with the Sheriff's Department, Kathy from EMA, and also her deputy, Randy Waldeck, about rain gauge weather stations, or the weather stations that they actually own them themselves. The Sheriff's Department has one. Thorn Creek Township has one of these units that I've been looking at. They're right around $1,000. And the feedback that I have got from them that these units work very well. They've had them 10 years or longer and have not had any issues with them at all. And it happened, they happen to have the wireless versions of them. They come wired or wireless. And they have the wireless units in. And I've not heard any bad things. So I'll probably be looking at purchasing one of those units next month, get that set up before we have a deadline by January to have at least one of them installed. So I'll have that done before that. I've also met with J&K on those units and talked to the company that manufactures them, and we would be able to take the units at the remote sites and take that information and have it sent through our SCADA system back to our office. The other part of that is I need to see if what we have there, what type of programming and things that we're going to have at our office to be able to collect that data and put it together in report form. So I'll be working on that in the future, and we'll see what that's going to cost. And also, I passed out some information to my employees today on a conference that's going to be in Fort Wayne, where they could pick up some hours towards their license. It's close. It's a two-day event. So I'll pass that around and see if anybody would be interested in making a trip over to Fort Wayne for some contact hours. That's all I have.
Any questions of Mike? Cool. How's the what's your plan for the CSO operational plan?
As far as updating it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you and Jeff are working on it, trying to do it in-house?
He's in the middle of doing his report for stormwater.
Okay.
And we're also helping him out with inspecting the rest of the grease traps after the process that they're going through to find a replacement for Gene. So we've picked up the inspecting all the grease traps, plus the ones that they do, plus all the ones that we do. So we're working on getting those completed. After he gets his report done and sent in, and then there was one small other thing, and then we'll start, I'd say probably a week or two, we'll probably start looking at ours, reviewing it, and seeing what we need to do, what we need to update, what we can remove. There's a lot we're going to be able to remove out of it that is just obsolete and old. It's already been taken care of, done. So we just need to update it. So we'll be starting on that process soon. I can't give you an exact date yet.
That's okay. So when does it have to be done by?
July of next year.
Of 2013. Okay.
Correct. July 1st.
July 1st. Okay. Other questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Thomas.
How ironic that we approved the salary ordinance tonight with the quagmire that we're seeing on TV unfold with the NFL and their refereeing. Make sure to bring to light how important well-trained employees are.
Right.
You mean we're going on strike?
No, we are not. Since my last report, there has not been a whole lot unfolded with my department outside the norm. Along with that are well-trained employees that maintain a good work ethic. We did participate in the Fall Festival where we parked cars. Things went without a hitch down there. Matt, what is his last name?
Hayden.
Ah, it escaped me. Matt Hayden and I striped the fields down there late last week, and prepared that for the parking, and I think things just went really smooth. There was a lot of planning on the mayor's part and Martha that I believe went into that to make it go without a hitch. So, other than I think Larry pointed out earlier, the hail had an impact, I believe, but
And snow. Tom and I both believe we saw snow, and we were not together. So, questions of Tom.
You finding out on 102 or?
Not as of yet, I have not. Rob from ARMS, the company that comes and does our pump testing, will probably be in the next couple weeks to take a look and see what we can do with that vacuum testing that failed on that truck. So I'll keep you posted as that unveils, but as of right now, no.
Is that related to when it quit working down at the MRF when we were dump tank testing?
Yes. Yes, it all had to do with the suction on that, where you draw out of the tank. So, yeah, it does. Typically, we don't have to worry about that too much in the city because we do have a well-kept water system that is pressurized, and we don't normally have to pull water. It normally gets pushed to us. So, we definitely, to stay in line with NFPA, we have to maintain that vacuum testing.
Is that required on all tests, on all trucks? Or?
Yes. Yep.
So you can't have two trucks that have the ability to pump. All three of them have to pass that.
That is correct. Or we get dinged. And being that we have the ISO people coming in here.
We want to get that fixed.
Yeah, we want to get that fixed. We want to get that stamp of approval. And that is an annual test that we do have done. It's just it really happened at a good time with the ISO coming in that we could just hand them up-to-date testing and say, here they are. However, we just got to get it fixed before they get here.
Okay, thank you, Tom. I want to introduce Kirsten Thomas. She is our youth council representative for this month. She is actually the youth council president, And Kirsten is a junior at CCHS. And Kirsten, you want to kind of give the council information as to what you guys discussed at the last meeting last Thursday?
Our last meeting, we were laying out plans for different projects that we want to do over the course of this year. And the main ones right now, we got our Facebook page up and running, so that's kind of exciting. And we also are putting a comment box in ETA and CCHS for students to put in their thoughts. And we are planning a downtown business walk with a survey to just ask businesses about youth involvement and whether they think it's appropriate or not. And if they want that, how can we help get youth involved? And then also, we're planning a program to do with fifth graders in May.
Yeah, April, May, sometime yeah. like that, yeah. We haven't finalized the dates yet.
For yeah. government education. So that was pretty much what we were working on at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Questions of Kirsten. Thank you, Kirsten. Marcia?
I have nothing.
Rosie?
Just your answer on the tree board. It consists of 8 members. One of them, and I'm not sure if this got changed in our last update because it's not in here, but one of them is supposed to be the Columbia City Community Development, the Columbia City Director of Community Development, which we don't have one. And then they're all citizens and residents of Whitley County.
Okay, Whitley so. County.
And 4 of them is appointed by the mayor, and 3 of them was appointed by the council for a 3-year term.
I do believe that got, I mean,
I'm thinking
off the top of my head, I believe that got changed.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Rosie?
Mike, did you want to say anything? I did put everybody's information in the Dropbox on the bond stuff that
bond.
Mike had given us, so for you guys to review. Better than that, I don't know.
Okay, Jackie?
I think.
Okay, couple of things. Who's our trash committee representative? Representatives? Bill? Are you? Is it you and Nicole? Or is it just you? Wait, who's trash committee?
Kelly.
Bill?
Marcia.
The 4 of us were on there, and then it was, one of you?
Me and Marcia.
Okay. So you and Rosie and Marcia? No.
You weren't on there? Or you were there as the...
Martha took my place.
Oh, Martha took your place.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so Bill, I need to see you afterwards about trash committee. I had a public comment about that.
I wasn't at a meeting.
I thought I had 2 representatives.
You had me on there, but I wasn't at a meeting.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't invited.
We'll make sure you...
I didn't think I was.
I wasn't.
We'll make sure you get invited at the next one.
Okay,
we had one that was like in meeting in February.
No.
No, it was after that. Well, the one I'm talking about was like 2 months ago or a month ago.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We're going to have to get that figured out. Okay, we'll
Maybe
get it figured out.
Go.
Oh, I didn't know
Maybe
what trash
I
okay. We'll get it figured out. Jeff had obviously is in class tonight, but he had said that the miscellaneous improvements project is about 85%. Is that right, Dan? About 85% completed. By the end of October, we should be substantial completion?
October 25th, yeah. Final completion. Substantial right around the 19th, something like that.
Okay.
That one, that date should you tune, but I know the final is the 25th.
Okay, the final is the 25th of October. We also, Jeff and I also had a meeting with NDOT in the Lieutenant Governor's office with the Lieutenant Governor to discuss our displeasure with some of the back and forth that we've gotten on the 205 project. With the 205 project, they at first included the water line as a part of the project. Then they came back and said no. Then we went back and gave them more evidence, and they said, okay. And then they went down to Indy, and Indy said no. So then we went down to Indy with the Lieutenant Governor, her Chief of Staff, and two members of NDOT and basically explained our case. They're working on checking out some things. Jeff was a lot more hopeful than I was that we'll actually have that included in the project, but we should have more information by the end of next week on that. Fall Festival went wonderfully. Thanks a lot to Sturgeon and his guys on the volunteer fire department. Park staff were great. After about 3:30, when it stopped raining and the blue skies came out, it was a little nippy, but it was really good. Really, really nice weather for fireworks out there. So Mark and I have a meeting scheduled for the end of this week to kind of go over the Fall Festival, some potential changes in the future, some things we should have done better, or we could can do better in the future, and things to that effect. Ben, I want to see you afterwards. I have something for you also. And I would like to report that our corporate challenge team for the YMCA is still in first place. We had a rough night at basketball last night. We did not go to the points rounds, which start next Monday. When I say we're up by 2 points, that's assuming the second place team wins basketball. Sand volleyball begins on Thursday, and I'm hoping that we do well at that so we can bring home the trophy. Been very pleased with how our employees, elected officials, so on and so forth have been interacting with the other companies in that corporate challenge. I think it's been very good, very positive in a lot of ways, and I have a feeling we'll probably end up doing it next year. We'll put Rosie at center in basketball.
It's on me down on the floor.
I have nothing else. Dan?
Yes.
Okay?
I had the pleasure of visiting out at Mr. Curlis's house over on East Jackson last evening, and we discussed a situation that he has in his yard that was a tree stump that was removed a number of years ago that was, there's still a hump in his yard, and as you can see, when you dig down, there's only about 2 to 3 inches of soil on top of it, and the grass has never really grown there, and he was interested in seeing what the city could do as far as maybe removing that, trying to get that stump down lower and leveling that area out so at least the grass can grow now. I showed some pictures to the rest of the council of that area, and yeah, the grass isn't growing there. That was done approximately seven or eight years ago. There was a tree that was cut down to that when they improved the sidewalks and curbing on Jackson Street there, and apparently, that stump was never ground down really deep enough to allow to have it smooth. So I don't know. I was just here. I told him I'd bring it up to council tonight and see what, if there's anything possibly that could be done, or what our position is.
Okay. So. Kelly, I know you've been looking at this today. I know Dan brought this forward to you. Do you want to kind of give any additional background that Dan may not have covered?
Yeah, that was. I think I was trying to think back on it. It's probably been, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years, something like that. We did sidewalk improvement there going to Mary Raver. And I guess I didn't know if the tree was cut down prior to, did the electric company cut it down, the tree, or was that?
In Oberia.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know whether the electric company cut it down or we cut it down. I don't know why we would have cut it down when we was doing a sidewalk project, because it's kind of out of the way. But there, it does look like the grass struggles a little bit to grow there. And I guess if...
Can I say something?
You may. Please go ahead.
Mr. Sobol, you were the crane operator when this street was set, they widened, and I seen you set up there in the controls of that old backhoe, and you asked Steve, who whether you should break that down. I'll remember that. And you did. And if I've seen enough work around Columbia City, I've lived here since early 80s, seen the street department do their job, they do a good job, no complaints, but I see they work the streets and make things come out right. But I invite anybody here in this room to come down and meet me. There's my sidewalk, and here I've got up here, and I'm trying to mow down all there. Dusty. I'm not going to be a bitcher, but I'm going to explain it. I'm going to call somebody's attention. That's what it amounts to. And I can't remember your name, but he was good enough to come out and look at it. So I thought, well, I might come down here and see how you guys operate.
Okay. So I guess I don't. Go ahead.
Marshall, in your opinion, what needs to be done to alleviate the issue?
Well, we could dig it up with the backhoe and try to smooth it off. I mean, it's and put new dirt in there and try to seed
the soil. The city at one time cut a big tree down there, and they cut it level with the ground.
So it was probably a tree removal
so
program.
So roots and stuff are right there. Mm-hmm. I went out there, and I even went uptown and bought a pick. So I tried to straighten that out myself, but I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Larry, you had your hand up.
I've known Albert for 82 years, and I think I can get down there and get rid of Albert's problem for him if you guys give me the okay.
Yeah?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you 82?
We'll get your problem taken care of for you. We can. We'll get.
I'm not trying to cause any.
No. I appreciate you coming to us. We will get Kelly and Larry together, and we'll get your problem solved, okay?
I'll be fine with me.
Okay. Thanks for coming today. Okay. Dan, you have anything else?
No. Joe, I don't know if you want to update with the GIS.
Oh, sure.
Our new draftsman is starting to go towards looking and preparing a proposal to send us to look at going into the GIS world, so to speak, with our computer system out there. And he attended a meeting with me last week. Noblesville, where he was able to network with some other cities and towns that already have it. And I think he's learning a great deal. I think he's doing a great job so far in that position. So I'm really excited for him and where this is going. So it's going to be a very productive opportunity for him as well.
Great. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Ben.
Back to the brush pile. I know we changed the burn permit thing. Can you still get a burn permit and go through the state, or what is the policy on that, or should I just have them call you?
To do anything more than a campfire, it has to go through IDEM.
Okay.
So who would their contact be air quality?
Yeah, you called contact IDEM at the air quality.
The quality division.
Okay. That's not by our choice.
No, I understand. I just, they had asked, and I said, well, I'll find out. I said, I know it was changed, but I don't know other than contacting IDEM what you're supposed to do. So, last meeting, I'd asked about where we were off on our trail bids. Do you know if that was?
I don't remember that, but that's okay. Where we were off as in what?
Well, we were going to have an additional appropriation.
Gotcha.
And I'd asked Mark to give me a list of what they had projected and what the differences were.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you. Well, okay. But if you want a list, I can get you. Okay. Well, I know one of the things that they chose that they added the cost or where the difference was instead of going with 2.5 inches of asphalt? Was it 2.5 inches or two? Okay. I think it was. I think it was two. It was either 2 or 2.5 inches of asphalt versus 3 inches of asphalt. I think it was a difference in an inch of asphalt, and the park board decided that to basically ask for the additional dollars through Mark, the additional dollars to put that extra inch of surface on there, so it would be the same type of grade, if you will, of a trail as the rest of the trail is. So I know that added a fairly significant amount of that $17,000. But I will have Mark get you a list of changes that increase that cost.
And I think it's a case, the mayor and I have kind of been working on the funding because, and Mark, we're not sure we're even going to need any additional.
Yeah.
Because we think we might be okay.
So it's kind of one of those things that it's in flux at the moment.
Yeah.
Be able to, I wish I could give you a more solid.
I just know one time they didn't think they're going to have enough, so they're going to reroute it to save a little money, and then we were still short. So
yeah, and they did. Yeah, and they did reroute it. It's not as long as it was going to be, and those bids came back in a much more acceptable range. But yeah, we can get you more information as it goes along. So, and I have made a note for myself. Rosie, did you make a note for yourself too?
No, I won't.
Okay. Okay. What else you got, Ben?
And then on the pool survey, is there a somewhere where it's tabulating what responses are, or is that?
There is.
Okay.
Yes, we have 249 responses at this point, which I think is a pretty good response rate up to this point. We have until October 6th, so a week from Saturday, right? Yeah, a week from Saturday is when the last day that we're accepting those responses. So I'll close it at that point. At the next council meeting, I will have responses for you to let you know kind of where the public stands. I will tell you, preliminarily speaking, there are many people in favor of a new aquatics facility. Many people on top of that that are interested, that believe that we should pay for it through a bond. Okay. Now, with that being said, there's still time and preliminary, that's preliminary projections. So, but I will get that information to you at the next council meeting. The park board obviously also needs to see that. So we'll do it that way, but. Okay.
That's all I have.
Anything else? Okay. Nicole?
Nothing.
Okay. Bill?
Nothing.
Okay. Media?
Nothing.
Okay. Very good. Well, hey, everyone, thank you, and we will call the meeting adjourned.